Day one coming to a close as the we see out the opening day's action on the return of the Giro Donegal International Rally. And after 79 kilometres over six very competitive stages and highly entertaining motorsport, it's Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in their Volkswagen Polo GTA R5 that lead by 5.8 seconds going into day two tomorrow. They won four of today's six stages. The first of those was nearly by 8 seconds. But after that, Devine and the man who sits in second from Wales, three-time British rally champion Matt Edwards, have had a huge ding-dong battle. Edwards with his co-driver David Moynihan in their Citroën C3, which they only sat in for the first time on Wednesday night. It's owned by Darren Gass. He's given it to Edwards for Donegal. And Edwards has been finding his feet with the Citroën, and he took almost 3 seconds out of Devine on the last stage, just outside Buncrana, the second run over Mouldy Hill. But it's well poised at the front between those two, with Devine ahead of Edwards. Alistair Fisher's hanging on to the top three, himself and Gordon Noble also in a Polo, set 34.9 seconds adrift off the leading duo. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes did a better tyre choice in the second half, and they found pace as well, the second half being the second loop today. Moffat with a 7.29 on Mouldy Hill, which was a really, really quick time. The championship leaders on the Tarmac Series are sitting in fourth position overall ahead of day two, just 4 seconds adrift of Alistair Fisher. Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson also in a Polo. They sit fifth overall, have had some good times today, some strong times and performances there by the visitors. So we've got two Welsh drivers in the top five positions at the end of day one. Outside of the top five, we've got a big battle in the WRCs, the Fiesta WRC. Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty, the defending champions, well, they are sitting sixth overall and just 4.3 seconds ahead of seventh place Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly in a similar WRC Fiesta. Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson are eighth overall in the R5 Fiesta. And then the top 10 has been wrapped up by the leader in the modified section. And he's a Donegal man. It's a Donegal pairing. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore over the course of the last two stages at the end of day one on a blistering pace. They moved to the front of the modified section in the Darien T90 GTR. They sit in 10th position overall and have just a 1.7 second advantage over James Stafford and Thomas Skellen in a similar Darien T90 car. It's going to be amazing to watch that battle tomorrow morning, first time out on Cairn Hill. Damien Tourish and Donal McAlaney, 12th overall, 3rd in the modified section. They, of course, led for four of today's six stages, but the Darien's moving to the fore in the latter part of the afternoon. Damien is 3.6 seconds adrift of Stafford there. So the rest of the top 20 is made up of Donegal man David Kelly in a Fiesta in 13th, and O'Brien in a Volkswagen Polo 14th, Joseph 15th overall, Declan Gallagher, in the Starlet, sitting in 16th, Ryan Lachlan is 17th, Gary Kern 18th, and Seamus Leonard 19th, by Daniel McKenna. The bulk of those, of course, are all modified machinery. The situation at the moment, well, the day's rallying has come to an end. They've completed stage six. Everybody's just stuck in traffic now, Kenny, making their way back to the service area at the old unified plant, and then they'll go to from the 80 forming one as the That'll bring a close to the day. Chris Ashmore is at service, and we'll have some reaction pieces for you on our website, HighlandRadio.com, shortly. Chris will also be along with another app just after the news at 6 o'clock. So as we hand back to the studio, there's an enthralling battle at the front on day one of the Giro Donegal International Rally, and it's a Derryman who leads the way ahead of a Welshman, Callum Devine, in front of Matt Edwards. There's 5.8 separate in them as they go to day two tomorrow.